Yeah, probably would. Well, look, it is past the time when I said I'd stop.
Well, go ahead. We're still, you know, anything you want, Jed.
I don't know what John wants to do, but then.
Well, I'll tell you, just to make sure I don't run you too much over the time you want to give.
How much you got to do with you?
Well, it depends on how fast we can go. If you don't mind me just cutting you off right in the middle of a sentence,
no,
I'll just do that. As soon as I hear the expression that I'm interested in, I'll just cut you off and go on to the next one. I wonder if you'd mind showing me how you call the different animals. For instance, how you would call the cows in from pasture.
Come, boss. And, hoi!
That's for the pigs.
That's for the pigs.
Well, now, something of interest to me here is not only what you would say, come, boss, but I'm interested in the whole number of times that you would repeat it. So if you would just do it exactly as near as it is, exactly.
Well, you would you'd repeat it till you got the animal's attention and seen them come. That's be the shortest way to tell you that. You might stand here and call cows for an hour.
Yeah. Well, would you mind showing me? Because I'll tell you after you show me just why I'm interested in this.
What do you mean? Well, I would just hang on the fence and say, come, boss, come, boss. And if they didn't respond in time I knew that the wind, they heard me, why, I would go out and, mm-hmm. and go and bring them.
How about calves? How would you call calves?
It's a calf.
All right. How about horses? How would you call horses?
Well, you usually call the horses by names. A horse is something that... I always whistle from the horses.
Uh-huh. You never say Kujak, Kojak.
Kumjak, yeah. Come.
Or Cope.
Well, I've heard fellows say that. Cope, Cope, Kumjak. Come. My dad had one horse that after I got married, he moved down on the other farm. He had one horse that was pretty old. He kept down there just for horsing around. His name was Dick. Horse's name was. I heard say, Dad go out there, quote Dick,
mm-hmm.
old Dick could stick up his ears and come a turn to the bar. He's had a lump of sugar.
Now to get,
corn for him.
Get horses or mules to go to the left, you would say.
Gee, and no, wait, to the left. Gosh darn it, you got me, it's been so long. I think right was G, the left was haul.
That's the way I think it probably was.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I knew a fellow that had a team that he could sit down and as far as they could hear him, he could drive them.
Huh. How about, what would you say to a cow while you're milking it to get it to stand still?
So was.
And, how would you urge on a horse?
Get at.
Uh-huh. The reason I was—I told you I was interested in hearing exactly how you'd say these things—is because some people just have a habit of saying, "Well, if they're calling the pig, the pigs," you'd say, "Woo-wee, woo-wee, woo-wee, pig, pig, pig." Now I talked to one woman who just always called them this way.
Yeah.
She'd never say "woo-wee" four times. She'd never say it just two times. She'd say three times. And then she said, "Pig, pig, pig." And this is what I was interested in, mm-hmm. in hearing what kind of pattern you use for that.
I might tell you a little instance that happened that.
Well, I'll let you. Excuse me. I don't want to be rude, but
well,
if you don't mind me taking the time,
go ahead.
Okay.
But this guy. Think it would take very long. I went to look at these pigs, and he went to call them, see.